Hare Krishna. Sorry about the lateness of this podcast. Unfortunately, there was a power failure in the building, maybe in the whole area, and I wasn't able to send this out on the internet. But here it is now. And today I'm going to read to you, or at least I'm going to read and translate to you from Krishna Smile. That's a little booklet which was written by Kundavali Devi Dasi, who is the main tour guide in New Brajadam. And this is the last story of a book that describes the different encounters she has with the tourists who come to New Brajadam and the encounters that they have with the devotees, with Radha Shyam, with New Brajadam, the wonderful experiences, transformational experiences that they go through. She used to write me letters telling about her experiences, because she's been doing this for a long time, 10 years. And I asked her to write a book, and she did. It's a really wonderful book. Unfortunately, for those who speak English, it's only in Hungarian. And all the devotees read it, and the guests purchase it, and I have devotees read it to me at night. And when I'm traveling away from New Brajadam, it allows me to remember New Brajadam. So I'll be reading a little slowly, because my Hungarian isn't very good in terms of reading and simultaneously translating into English, but I think you'll find it worthwhile. 2 years ago, it so happened that on the Holy Name Day festival, on a very rainy day, I got notice that a guest had arrived. I left the temple and the Bikirtan that was going on with all the devotees there, and a very elderly lady saw me, who was coming up the front stairs with great difficulty. These are the steps outside of the temple. She was very small, and it was obvious that she was also very, very old. I asked her, how were you able to come here all alone in such very, very bad weather? I was really, really surprised that she had actually shown up in this storm when no one else was there. She replied, "I came by taxi." "From where?" "From a village between Kapushwar and Pitch, which is about a distance of 100 kilometers. You know, I've been saving up for a long time to be able to afford a taxi, because I'm too old to take the train, but I've really wanted to come and visit here." Kundavali says, "I was just standing there and looking at her, totally taken aback." But she continued, "I feel that there's not much left of life for me, but I don't think, but I can't die peacefully until I've come here. Will you show me Krishna?" "Well, of course." The temple room was completely packed, and there was ear-splitting kirtan going on. Therefore, it was really impossible to go inside. So I asked her, "Would you just like to stand at the door and see the altar from there?" She said, "No, if you'd be so kind, I'd like to be able to go inside and see everything." I remember that she stood in front of Radha Shyam for a very, very long time. It was very striking, because all the devotees were sitting down, just the two of us were standing up. And after a long time, I asked her whether she would like to go, because she didn't give any kind of indication that she did. "Yes, we can go, my dear," she said. I gave her some sweets, and before we parted, she told me, crying, "Thank you very much. Now I can leave this world peacefully, because now I've seen God." And then just as quickly as she came, she disappeared. She said she only had one more desire, and that was to see Krishna's cows. Even to this day, I can remember the effulgence of that lady. You could feel it on her that she had given up everything of this world. I also remember how she wouldn't let me take her boots off in order to come into the temple, although it was very difficult for her to do so. Next morning, Antardi Prabhu was giving class. He's the devotee who's in charge of the cows. And it seems that the lady had captivated him also, because he began to speak about her. He said, yesterday, a extraordinary old lady came over to the barn, and she patted the cows and walked around the big barn. Then afterwards, all she said was that this is the strength of faith. Now that's the end of one story. And there's another story which is quite similar. And I'll struggle through that one as well. One day it so happened that a elderly lady from the village next to us, Somajvamos, came back to visit us for the first time after the installation of the temple. She wanted to come to see the changes that took place. And the old lady was really taken by how beautiful the farm was, but especially by Radhe Shyam, how beautiful they were, how nicely they were dressed. And she stood for a long time in front of the altar, just watching the deities. Then a week later, a family of about 10 came to visit the farm, and it was very clear that they were all mourning. They were all dressed in black, and amongst them, she saw the son of the old lady, and right away asked her, "Didn't your mother come this time?" So the son replied, "Unfortunately, last week my mother left us. Now we're just going to the funeral," he said very, very sadly. "And how come you came here first?" I said, really amazed. "Yes, we came here in order to remember her." "Then you should come in and into the temple and pray to Radhe Shyam," I recommended to them. They all came in and went over to the temple, and they knelt down before the altar with folded hands. And then in the meantime, I brought them some maha water and the maha garland to take to the funeral. When it was time for the family to leave, then I asked the old lady's son, "Just one thing I'd like to know," I asked, "why is it that you came here to us just before the funeral ceremony?" And the son answered, "Because my mother was speaking about all of you just before her death." "I beg your pardon?" Then the son continued, "The other afternoon, after she came here to visit, all she could do was just speak about how beautiful Krishna was. And then while she was saying how beautiful Krishna was, then all of a sudden she just fell off her chair and died." Then she finishes with a book by quoting Yam Yam Vapi Smaram Bhavam. that Krishna says whatever one remembers at the time of death, that state one certainly attains. So imagine how fortunate devotees are who serve Krishna all of their lives. If an elderly lady, a conditioned soul, is able to think of Krishna just at the last moment. Hare Krishna.